So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara presented a machlekes regarding two brothers who were megayer. Rav Acha ben Yaakov holds it is mutter for one to marry the aman of a grusha, the widow or divorcee of the other. There is no iser ish v'sach because al pi Torah they're not brothers based on gerushin is gayer kekotin shenel dami. Rav Sheshes, however, holds it is also mutter abanan for one to marry the amana, the grusha of the other, because we're concerned that people will come to think that a person may marry the aman of a grusha of a regular brother. The Gemara presents several brises in support of each opinion, and begins with a brise in support of Rav Sheshes that there is an Issa Eishes Ach Midrabana. Toshima, Shnei Achim to Umim Geir. If there were two twin brothers who were Megayer, Loi Chaltzin V'loi Meyamin. There is no Chalitz of a Yibum if one of them dies childless, because Al Pi Torah, they're not considered brothers. Ve'en Chayavin Mishum Eishes Ach. And since they're not considered brothers, there's no Issa Eishes Ach between them. However, the words in chayavin imply chayu v'leka ha'isura ikka, which supports Rav Sheshes that there is an isra eshesach m'drabanan. The Gemara rejects this proof. Hu adin nafili isura namileka. Perhaps there's actually no isra drabanan. However, I did the boy lemisni seifa of a chayavin taninami resha in chayavin. The Brisa says in chayavin because in the next case they are chayavin mishum eshesach. The second case is Haysa Hayrasin Shalei Bekdusha V'Leidas Mekdusha. If the twin brothers were conceived before the Geiris and born after the Geiris, Loicholtzin V'Lemiyabin, there is no Chalitz of the Yibam because they're not considered Achim Min Ha'av, paternal brothers. Avol Chayav Mishum Eishasach. However, if one married the Amana Grusha of the other, he is liable for Isser Eishasach Min Atar because they are considered Achim Min Ha'aim, maternal brothers, because Leidas Mekdusha. The Gemara adds that they're not considered achim in av because the pasuk says besar chamoyim besarim bezir masusim zarmtam. From here we learn afkure afkir achmana lazare. A pitari, the relation between the non-Jewish father and his Jewish children has no bearing in halacha. The Gemara proceeds to cite a brayso in support of Rav Acha bar Yaakov that there is no iser eshes ach even midrabanan. Toshima, Biyasi taught that niftiim, who was a ger, married his brother's aman of a grusha, and the Chacham said there is no iser eshes ach by a ger. The Gemara rejects this proof. In this case, the brother of Niftiim was married to his wife before the gerus, and Rashi adds, he did not continue the marriage after the gerus. Therefore, there is no iser eshes ach whatsoever, because the gerus nullified the marriage. The Gemara cites another brisa with a similar story, and likewise answers the nasva kishahu oivik kachavim. The Gemara cites another brisa in support of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Toshima, gier shahoyah hayrasay shalei bekdusha veleidasay bekdusha. The brisa enumerates many dinim regarding marriages that are mutter and asr to such a gier. One of them is umutter be'eshes achiv. He is allowed to marry his brother's wife. Once again, the Gemara rejects this proof by saying, "Dinasva kishuhu ebekachavim." Among the dinim in the Braisa was a machlekes in the case where a person, his wife, and his mother-in-law were megayer, and his wife later died. One opinion holds mutter b'chamaisa; he's allowed to marry his mother-in-law, and one opinion holds asur b'chamaisa; he's not allowed to marry his mother-in-law. The Gemara explains, "Man de asur kribi shmal." That holds chamoisa lachar misa b'isur kaima. The isa chamoisa after the passing of one's wife is the same as when he divorced his wife and she is still alive, and therefore gabi ger goes to bar rabbanan. Uman deshari kerebe kiva. That holds chamoisa lachar misa kolish leisura. The isa chamoisa after the passing of one's wife is weaker than when he divorced his wife and she's still alive, and therefore gabi ger goes to bar rabbanan. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. If five women each had a son, and these five sons became mixed up, Rashi adds, each woman had another son who was certainly her son. The uncertain sons then married five different women, and subsequently all died without having children. Now, each ben vadai is a suffix ach to each ben suffix. Therefore, Arba chaltzin la'achas, the achas miyab moisa. Four of the vadoyim first perform chalitza with one wife, and the remaining brother does yibum. This is permitted mimanavshach. If the one who did Yibum is the brother of her deceased husband, the chalitzas are irrelevant and his Yibum is valid. If one of the others is the brother of her deceased husband, that chalitza is valid and the Yibum of the last one serves as kiddush in the regular marriage. Then, hu v'shloisha chaltzin la'achas v'echad mi'abim. The brother who did Yibum and another three brothers give chalitza to another wife and the remaining brother does Yibum based on the same logic. They continue this process with each of the five widows. Nimtzu arba chalitzas v'yibum l'chalachas v'yachas. The Gemara begins by pointing out v'davka michlitz v'had yibumi av yibumi b'reish aloi. They specifically must do the four chalitzas first and then the one yibum. But the yibum may not be done first before the chalitzas d'kapoga b'yivam l'shuk, because then there's a possibility that the one doing the yibum is not the brother of her former husband and he is over iser yivam l'shuk. The Gemara explains that the reason the Mishnah doesn't offer an alternative solution, that liav minu chad lekulu, that each of the five women first receive chalitza from four of the brothers, and the one remaining brother be miyabim all five of them, because then only one of them will have performed the mitzvah yibum with the one that is actually his yivama. However, by following the plan of the Mishnah, it's possible that all of the brothers will have performed mitzvah yibum because dilma misramulei didei. It's possible that each brother happened to be miyabim his yivama. The Gemara proceeds to present a brisa that refers to three cases. Tan Rabbanan, miktsasin achem min ha'av u'miktsasin achem min ha'em. If all of the brothers were paternal brothers who are chayev mitzvah yibum chalitza, and some of the brothers who are paternal brothers to one of the deceased are also maternal brothers to another one of the deceased who are not chayev mitzvah yibum chalitza, achem min ha'em chalitzin. The ones that have a maternal brother among the deceased may only do chalitza and may not do yibum, since maternal brothers don't have mitzvah yibum, so there remains for them the iser eshasach. Achem min ha'av meyamin, the ones that are only paternal brothers to the deceased may do yibum as described in the Mishnah. Miktsasin kahanim, miktsasin she'in kahanim. If some of the brothers are kahanim and some of the brothers are not kahanim, kahanim chaltzin, the kahanim may only do chalitza with each of the widows, but may not do yibum, since that woman may be a chalutza who is aser to a kain. She'enim kahanim miyabmin, those that are not kahanim may do yibim as described in the Mishnah. Miktsasin kahanim or miktsasin achem min ha'em, if some of the brothers are kahanim and some of the brothers are maternal brothers, elu v'yelu chaltzim l'miyabmin, they all do chalitza and do not do yibim.